The SA Health Products Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, has recommended that the temporary pause on that rollout of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine be lifted, provided that specific conditions are met. The organization put out a statement on Saturday night, and of course, we placed that temporary suspension on the J&J vaccine last week while scientists were looking at the possible link between the vaccine and a rare type of blood clot in the brain. Six cases reported in the US out of a total of 6.6 million people that have received that vaccine. We speak now to the SAHPRA CEO, Dr. Boitumelo Semete Makokotlela. Doctor, welcome to the Midday Report today. Where are we at the moment? Have we now resumed the rollout of the J&J vaccine? And good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me, Mandy. So the decision that we have made specifically refers to this Bunker study, which is a 3B study. Applied in healthcare workers. And so when we paused it, it was primarily for that. As you may be aware, in terms of the rollout, the vaccines that are to be made available for the rollout are still to arrive in the country. And so this is specifically for this. But, I mean, we are learning a lot, from the implementation study. And so hence also we put in place these conditions, which we are also reflecting on internally and saying, how do we then ensure that this tight and stringent monitoring is also applied as we roll out not only the J&J vaccine, but all other vaccines.
So as you say, we know that it is only the Sisonke study that we are currently seeing vaccines being administered at the moment. So has that resumed? Because there was a delivery of J&J vaccines that we had in the country for the study. So are we now seeing healthcare workers getting these vaccines today?
So, yes, so from a SAHPRA perspective, we said we are lifting the pause pending the protocol being submitted, and this is being submitted, and actually the team reviewed it this morning. The other one is that the ethics committee would also need to lift this pause. So that's also a discussion I would propose you have with the Sisonke study team.
Okay, great. And then are you keeping an eye on what's happening in the U.S. around this investigation? What led you to decide that we were ready to lift that ban?
Sure. No, thank you. I mean, indeed, we are keeping, abreast of the developments there. And the CDC and the FDA, they said they want to just take another week or so to review this data. And so shortly, we should be meeting again as international regulators and discussing this data. From our perspective, the decision to lift this pause was that when we studied the cases of the six individuals in the U.S., some of the symptoms that were found there, we did not find in the Sisonke study, specifically these cerebrovascular thrombosis that was reported in all the six cases. You know, we didn't see this in the country. And so we looked at each, of the data from the U.S., but we also looked at the data from the Sisonke study, wherein there were, side effects picked up in the Sisonke study, the stringent monitoring of those individuals. And so we've even said that what should happen is that the patient information, the participant information sheet, as well as the informed consent sheet, should just highlight, some of these clotting risks so that if a participant does feel some of these symptoms, they can report that immediately. So there will be a lot more proactive monitoring from our side.
Well, Doctor, thank you very much for your time and that update. That's Dr. Boitumelo Semete Makokotlela, who is the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority CEO. So that temporary ban, we knew it was precautionary on the J&J vaccine that has been lifted. I saw some visuals today of healthcare workers lining up to get the vaccine at Charlotte Makeke, even though the hospital is closed. So hopefully we'll be back on track with that.